Welcome back to Ponderosa Ponderers. As always, it's Rockwell Peterson.
And Isaac Wilhelmy.
We have a large special for you today. Not exactly long, at least not longer than usual, but more people on than we've ever had before. We got some of our buddies joining us in the studio, and we're going to talk about how we all met. If you guys want to introduce yourselves, now you've heard some of these names before, most of them actually, but we'll still run through them.
All right, we got Liam Yantis,
Byron Bloomer,
Boone Beagler,
and Eric Wesselick.
Awesome. So, let's get started. Okay, so the way we're going to structure this is we're going to choose one person, and everyone's going to go around and basically share a memory of how they became friends or a memory they have shortly after becoming friends, kind of give you an idea of how we all met.
Yeah.
So let's start off with Isaac.
That's me. Yeah. Let's start off with Liam. Right to left.
All right. Well, I met Isaac a long time ago, probably like a summer party or something, and it was kind of like seasonal. We'd do stuff seasonally. We'd
see each other, but not really be friends.
Yeah, exactly. We'd see each other. We'd be acquaintances. Until high school started, then we started doing more and more things together, and then eventually, I'd say this year or beginning of last year, we became pretty dang close.
Yeah.
And here we are now. And Rocky. Man, knew him back in elementary school, middle school. Wasn't really great friends with him. Actually, yeah, not great friends. But eventually, hey, especially this year,
yeah,
like, dang, missed opportunity, you know, long time ago. It's like, you guys have been two great friends to me, especially this year, and I'm just so grateful to know you guys.
Back at you, my man.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're going to do
both of us at
the
same
time. You guys talking about how you met both of us, and then we'll kind of go around from there. So, Byron?
All right. Well, I met Isaac at this place I worked at called Terra Sancta. And we started becoming friends, like, as we had shifts together. Mm. We started, like, being our true selves around each other. And then when we really hit off our friendship was this one time at the mall.
Oh.
Yeah, we were hanging out with a group of people, and I was just fully let loose my hyperactive personality.
Yeah.
And with Rockwell, I've known him since fifth grade, and we really hit it off our friendship around sixth grade at the lunch table. I decided to sit with like all those kids, and then he started sharing his ideas and his thoughts, and I was like, no, I can roll with that. So I shared mine, and then that's how we really became friends.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll start with Rockwell first. Don't really know how we met. I feel like that we just stuck out of the crowd in middle school, and that's how we pretty much became friends.
Oh, yeah.
I know you went through a couple hard, rough times, and I was there for you.
Yeah.
And we were just good friends from there. Always have.
Absolutely.
Happened. Besides the girlfriend part. Anyway.
That's a topic for another time.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal. I'll cover that myself.
Isaac, though. Mm. I've like, known him, but I, like, never was friends with him. I never knew who he really was.
Mm.
I didn't really start knowing him until, like, around with Jarek.
Yeah.
I'd say mainly this summer that happened. Great times, and especially for our birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's a long
great
story
times,
right there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, for me, I've known Rockwell for a long time, since fourth grade. We kind of hung out in the same groups of friends, mainly. So we kind of go to middle school, we kind of just hung out there. I'd say like we started becoming more friends by like freshman year when we had to sit next to each other in Ockbox class.
Oh, yeah.
Which I hated.
That was awful.
It was terrible. And then you kind of just went away for a little bit. And then actually when we became friends again after the musical.
Yeah.
Well, I saw you, because it was a long time after that, and then we started hanging out more and more and became close friends again.
Absolutely.
And Isaac.
Oh.
I would say I was probably one of Isaac's first friends for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So about 3 years back, we met at Toto Stewart's. Actually, we met before that.
We met on like ninth grade.
Yeah. I was probably in eighth grade at the time. But it was 3 years back that summer. at the Total Suicide Summer Camp. We had new of each other, mm-hmm. and then we had a movie night for all the guys who went to that summer camp. And then after that, that's probably where we became friends, because my brother's car was full, so I hopped in your car, and we were going to go to a church, and it was freezing out, and the roads were slick, very, very slick, and we just started drifting around corners in old Buick, and just screaming like, Isaac, where are we? I don't know! And we just ended up hanging out for the whole like event or whatever. And then that's probably where we first started becoming friends, and you go into another youth group with me, mm-hmm. got to know each other more and more, and then we just kind of hung out like as much as we can ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Isaac. Ooh, you, yeah. I know I said this last night, but if you would have told me a year ago that some guy I didn't know would be one of my two best friends and that we'd have a successful podcast together, I wouldn't have believed you.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't have, because last year, I think it was beginning of the summer. Oh, it was around this time that I tagged along with a friend of ours, Brett. He's been on the show before. Mm-hmm. And I met you while you were dating a girl I knew from school.
Mm-hmm.
Really quiet. You didn't say much. We didn't really talk to each other. I got kind of, I was like, not a bad guy. I don't know what's going on here. But yeah, we definitely became friends after he and I started hanging out with the boys when I was dating my last girlfriend.
Mm.
And then you and I really hit it off then.
Yeah.
That was definitely the start of it. I remember one of the first times we actually hung out as friends. You sat in a trash can up on Skyline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we all got photos.
That was a cursed image.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I think what we should do is me and you, Rocky, say our opinions on how we met them.
Yeah.
And I'll start with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like you said, I met you, like, a year and a half before we even became friends. I'm like, I was super intimidated. I'm like, alright, this is a big guy.
And have like a deep voice, but not the chest.
No, not even that. Like, back then I was super shy and awkward and didn't really talk to anybody.
You were.
So I was just like, keeping my distance. I'm like, I don't know you. And then, last summer was really when we kicked it off. It's crazy how far we've come in less than a year.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And then
let's Liam.
Go over to Liam. Liam, I've known you for so long, like as long as I can remember. Not gonna lie, when I was younger, like middle school, I hated you. I despised you. I'm like, who is this kid? Like, I hated you. And then once we grew up, once we got more mature and met and started hanging out with each other, I'm like, okay, this guy's really cool.
I can
handle him.
Good stuff.
Liam. Ah, jeez. You and I have had the same group of friends for so long.
So long.
And you're right, it really is a missed opportunity, because he and I basically had the same attitude towards each other. We were just kind of like standoffish, and it wasn't even that I disliked you, it was just a, I don't really want to get to know him. He doesn't really want to get to know me.
Yeah.
Like, we never actually hung out at the same time. Mm-hmm. We just hung out with the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have really become a good friend to me. I remember when we started becoming friends, when we worked together, the Cosmos Mystery Area.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, because I walked in on the first day, and I looked through the name tags, and I was like, I know him.
Yeah.
And then we just became friends sitting around and basically just goofing off in the break
room. Drinking Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Well, part of it was there were so many females there. It's come on.
You were like, dude, come on. Guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and so geez. Even if we didn't want to, we were like forced to communicate with each other. And yeah, that's where it started.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And you're Byron.
Sure. Oh, man.
You and I have been friends for a long time, right? You definitely hopped into the friend group around sixth grade. I'm glad you did, because we've had a lot of good talk since then.
Oh, yeah.
You're a nice, balance to how hyperactive I was. I'm still a very energetic man, but wow. Just wow. But yeah, no, we've definitely become good buddies over the years.
Yep.
Lots of good stories and experiences. God.
Yeah.
I remember that time at Steamboat. It was Boone, Byron, Tip, and I.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, I might remember the one you told
that was,
me.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
We all go swimming in our underwear, and then Byron's just sitting on a cliff, fully clothed, in, like, a medicine man position, just watching us. Oh, yeah. He looked like a sensei watching his, like, dojo.
We're on the Asian water. Jeez. Come on in. No, I ain't gay.
Yeah, no. Tip is swimming there. He's like, guys, I gotta pee. And then I look down, and then, like, you guys are swimming. You're like, why is the water warm? And then, like, I just see a bunch of yellow. Just turn yellow. I'm like, oh, you guys better move away from there real fast.
All right, Byron. I mean, you covered some of it. Like how we met at our job, Terra Sancta. And Eric talked to me. He's like, yeah, this is my friend, Byron Bloomer. He's cool. He's a lot like you. Yeah. And then I met you. I'm like, what do you mean? He's a lot like me. Like, Eric knew the energetic, like, crazy side of me, and I'm like, this isn't Byron. Like, who is this kid? He's so shy. I try to talk to him. He doesn't talk. And then, looking back now, I'm like, yep, he's that side of me. But when I met you last summer, we went crazy.
Oh, my God.
Our energy combined with each other, and we just went full send last summer.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And I'm like, okay, I can see how I'm like him, and he's like me, so... Boone.
The legend himself.
I met you, I've known of you for so long. What, 8th grade? When we went through, the youth group.
That was 7th grade-ish for me.
7th grade for you, 8th grade for me. But yeah, I met you then. I'm like, wow, he's big, he's cool. I'm not cool enough for him, because back then, I didn't know anybody.
I had such a deep voice back then.
Oh, it was hilarious.
I'm like, wow, not going to go talk to him. And then, we met this last summer again.
Yeah.
Like, last summer. And then I'm like, oh, Boone Beagler, I know you. And we never really talked back then, but we've become super good friends ever since last summer. Doing crazy stuff. Yeah.
We're gonna have to make a separate podcast for just last summer. 2019. That'll be a long one.
It makes me excited for this summer because it's gonna be just so much fun.
Yeah. It's gonna be crazier.
But Boone, you and I have been best friends since 7th grade.
Yeah.
I would not be the man I am today without Boone. I cannot overstate enough how much this man has helped me over the years and how much I wish I could repay him. And I try to. And no, I'm always here for you, man. I remember in middle school, 7th grade, I was walking around and I was never that cool. I've been a weird dude for years. I am just weird.
That's me.
But yeah, Boone and I just really hit it off, became super close because we were both kind of alienated from everyone else, tall and kind of weird, loud people.
Yeah. Well, 7th grade, I came in and I was just the tallest. And I was I don't fit here.
Boone was very quiet in middle school.
Yeah, I literally have no memory from 7th grade.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I remember the bowl cut.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
I looked hot.
No, I'd like to think I've helped you through some tough times, too.
You have.
I'm glad. Yeah, and the girlfriend phase was, I apologize.
That one? That was terrible.
Yeah.
I'm glad that was stupid.
Yeah, no, that was so nice. I'm not going to go into it fully. But a girl tried to put a rift between Boone and I. Multiple girls have tried, but this last one really, really hit hard. But Boone and I are still best friends. We got it all sorted out, and I hope you'll be my buddy for years to come.
Amen.
And we're going to be roommates this summer, so he doesn't really have a choice.
Well, see you then.
I'll see you then. And Eric.
Ricky.
That's me.
You and I go way back.
Pretty much elementary, right? Camp.
I remember walking in fourth grade. We were in the same homeroom class. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was you, Doug,
yep.
Jack, and Jake.
Oh, no. The group.
We got together, and that was... If there's anything that's ever come closer to white noise, I don't know what could, other than white noise itself. Just static in our brains. Like, fourth and fifth grade was just static. Like, it was so much fun.
Yeah. I remember nothing from fourth grade. Absolutely nothing.
Exactly. You and I have been through a lot of group conflicts, and we've still stayed friends. And I'm really glad we're close friends still.
Yeah, a certain person who left SGM after you did. A
lot of arguments and separate opinions.
But I remember my most vivid memory of being friends with Eric is the time I destroyed my dad's garage.
During that snowstorm.
Yep. Eric's family's car gets stuck at the bottom of the hill. Yes. And I got a snowplow on the front of a terrace. And I'm like, oh, jeez, I gotta go help Eric. You know, he's stuck at the bottom of the hill. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. It is snowing. It is 5 degrees out. And Doug is sitting next to me in the terrace. I throw it in reverse. I back up. And I just slam the sliding metal part of the garage. I bend it to a 90-degree angle facing out. Pull forwards, back up, go down again. And then I remember I had Doug plowing the way in front of the car as I think it was me and a couple other guys are just pushing this car up this like 40-foot hill.
Some random people came up the hill and we couldn't even get up the hill.
No, we got it like 75% of the way up the hill. And then there's just this patch of ice and I just kind of sit back. I'm like, wow, my dad's gonna be so mad.
Yep.
Oh, he was.
Oh, he was furious. I had to fix it.
Wait, that was when we went in the hot tub. Yeah, and was so yeah. That was fun.
That was great. Yeah.
Best part right after that, you're like, hey, you guys want to go hot tubbing for like 3 hours? We got out, and like our hair's all frozen and stuff.
Yeah.
After we get dressed, your dad comes down. Hey, Rockwell, can I have a word with you? You're gone for like 30 minutes.
He was so mad. Yeah. He was so mad. I spent like 20 of those 30 minutes just getting yelled at as I'm like banging on the garage trying to fix it. Oh god.
All right, Eric.
Yep.
You were one of my first actual friends.
Yeah.
Like we met back in 9th grade for me, 8th grade for you. Yep. I remember at the end of summer camp, we were in the same group in summer camp, and at the end of it, my sister knew your older brother, like they were friends, and so we went out to Armadillo's to have ice cream, and I'm like, we didn't talk.
No, we,
didn't talk at all. We were just so awkward and shy, and then, like you said, that one night, after the movie, going to the church, just not knowing where we're going at all, and yet beat everybody to the church was great. Was the first time we actually hung out and were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Jump Craze later. Mm-hmm. I tried to get you to do a flip, any kind of flip. Yeah, you didn't.
Not really.
But yeah.
We're spiraled through the air forward and literally
control my body. Yeah. And then the youth group. That's when we just became best friends and hung out ever since.
Because, like, every, like, weekend, we'd always, like, and during school, we always go to someone's house or whatever.
Yeah.
I come here or to your ex's house or whatever, or my house, and we just always hang out.
Yeah. Like, that one summer.
Woo!
Yeah. That was a good summer, too.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's a good time for an ad break.
Exactly what I was about to say. So, when we get back, we'll wrap up this topic and... As always, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back in just a second. And we're back. So now we're going to start off with how all the boys met Eric. So, Boone?
I was pretty much friends with him around 8th grade, I'd say. And then 9th grade was a kind of a crazy year. A lot of stuff happened, stupid stuff. And then, like, around sophomore year, I had a study hall thing, and that's how much we... That's where it all pretty much began with me and Eric, I would say. And then junior year was just me and Eric with songs.
Yeah.
That was our song year. And the summer leading into senior year.
Yeah. Especially, obviously, this year as well. Because we always like going to get food.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Byron?
Yeah.
All right. So I met Eric in first grade. What I noticed about him is, like, he was a quiet kid who liked to draw a lot.
I like to draw. I remember that.
Well, you did. You're always remember. Drawing.
You drew a lot.
I don't remember any of that.
You drew a lot.
Another thing is, you got in trouble a lot by your teacher. And then, as soon as I became friends with you,
still does,
and some other guys, I started to get in trouble too. And I'd always have to stay inside for recess, till fifth grade. We both got pretty close. We're still drawing, making paper airplanes and stuff, drawing on erasers. We were probably inside for most of the year because we got in trouble with our schoolwork. Him and I would never do our schoolwork because we were just unmotivated. Throughout high school, we were pretty close. We were still in the same friend group with Rockwell. And then sophomore year, Eric started to come out of his shell. And then I think junior year, we had the same study hall. Sophomore year, Eric would always come in with like a bagel or coffee, and then be like, "Hey, did you guys get the homework done?" I'm like, "Eric, what do you mean? You're supposed to be on top of your work." "No, I didn't do it." And then he'd always get sidetracked. Like, I'd be watching a YouTube video or something. He's doing his homework that's due in like 5 minutes and just stare at my screen for the rest of the period. I'd have to get him back on track and be like, "Eric, you're supposed to be doing your homework." Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, Liam?
I have known Eric forever.
Yeah.
Like, preschool.
Right? Preschool, yeah.
Yeah, we've been going to STM for our whole lives. I think, like, growing up elementary school, middle school, I don't know if there was a day where I just call Eric to go out of my way to hang out with him. Like, I knew of you.
Mm-hmm.
I knew who you were, but yeah, I just didn't know you, you know. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, freshman year, plays, bam, like not a lot of guys doing the plays, right?
No.
Like,
yeah, it was
us three, me, you, and Eric,
Isaac Rangel,
Brett, and a few seniors and juniors.
Yeah,
we don't care about.
Yeah,
no. Anyway, so it was us, and that's like when we got really close. Mm-hmm. Was starting to do the plays. And then I think after that first play is when we would just, do stuff.
Yeah. Like we just hang out whenever, we never really went our ways, but we're always kind of friends.
Coffee breaks, baby.
Dude. Senior coffees.
Honestly. It's amazing. We had this one play where I had to dress up like an old man, right? And so every time Eric was, we would carpool home, and I'd say, "Hey, Eric, let's stop at McDonald's so I can get a senior coffee," which you have to be 65 to get. But since I had my old person makeup on, it was just really funny, and they'd give me it every time. So it worked out. And then, so after that.
Yeah, nice.
All right, so we're going to have the boys share their experience with Boone.
YOLO.
Eric, is there anything you wanted to add on to what Boone said?
I don't know, because we kind of covered everything.
Dude, we grinded homework sophomore year, though.
We always just, like, give each paper is, like, what we did. Vocab books?
Oh,
we would divide
and conquer. I hated those things.
We literally, like, you do one section, I do another, and our other friend would do another section, and we all just...
Brett would do the other section.
And then we always just trade our answers around.
Honor council.
Boone would steal my math book every day.
I lost my math book, to be honest.
I found it for you by the end of the year, and you didn't do anything about it.
Nope.
But I think me and Boone are probably the worst doing our homework out of everyone in the group.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I have such lack of motivation.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Eric, I hold you to a high standard doing your homework. Sometimes I have to depend on you.
Yeah, it's not great.
Alright, Byron?
Oh man, here we go.
Oh gosh.
So, I met Boone in 7th grade. That's when he first came here. I would say that I was probably his first friend, because...
Yeah, you were.
One day, he came into the room, and I was like, "Oh, who's this weird new kid?" And our teacher was, like, assigning us partners, and I was like, "Oh, I hope I don't get this weird kid. He looks weird." Probably is weird, too.
I was.
And all of a sudden, she, like, calls out her names. Boone Beagler and Fire and Boomer, you guys are partners. I'm like, oh, dang it. I got the weird kid. Just in my thoughts. And I, like, I go and sit down. I'm, like, super awkward. And I look over, and he's drawing something, like, I was like, is that Halo? Is that Star Wars?
Yeah.
Like, back then, and I still am now, I'm a huge Star Wars fanatic and Halo fanatic.
That's the thing that we kind of share is a lot of Star Wars and Halo lore and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And, like, our friendship just completely boomed from there. And then throughout high school, things started to get crazy, doing more things like hitting jumps in your Forerunner, reenacting basically Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Liam? This should be good.
No, I was just...
Nice impression.
There is nothing more fun than getting in a car with Boone. Like, yeah. No matter what. If it's the music he's playing or the stunts he's trying to pull, it's always super enjoyable. And I have to say, like, that's... It was probably the day when you hit that jump.
Dude, it was that day.
Where I was just like, this kid is...
Insane.
Awesome.
When I cleared that intersection.
It was holy cow.
Yeah, shut off this whole stereo system.
Yeah, my aux fell out of my
phone. It almost flew out the window.
And now, yeah, if I have to carpool with, if I had to choose someone to carpool with now, it'd definitely be Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you do call me up for sometimes. Sure.
Honestly.
Yeah. It's fun to ride with you. Well, with everyone, too.
Yeah. True.
Cool.
All right.
So now, how everyone met Byron.
Oh, Eric? Boy.
Yeah, so like Byron said, we've known each other for like almost all of our lives, like kindergarten.
Yep.
And I don't know why, I always have a vivid memory of you having a crush on Lisa, like the second grade.
Oh, dude, yeah. Who did it?
I did, I don't think.
I mean,
oh,
she's
man.
Kind of
concerned, man. But yeah, like second grade or whatever, and I remember like talking about, like, Byron, go ask her out, don't you like her?
Like, hey, gotta start young, man. Gotta get the experience.
Yeah. I don't know why, but we always just talk. You and me always talk about who we had a crush on. Like,
oh, boy.
All of our lives. Like, Byron, I like this girl. I was like, oh, dude, go for it.
Dude, ask her out, man.
Terrible advice, but I don't know why each of us did that with each other.
Terrible advice.
Dude, ask her out.
Terrible just advice. The worst.
I mean, I still talk to
her. I mean, we're in elementary. We're just like, dude, ask her out.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a driver's license back then. We were too young.
Yeah.
See, listen to Byron. Gosh. You can't date anyone unless you have a driver's license.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah.
That is
I mean,
fact.
Like, actually.
It's not going to...
when you have a driver's license, you're just free time.
That's, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're relying on a parent to get you to your significant other's house, dude, it's no
It's over.
It's
over.
Not good, huh?
You shouldn't have a
you
girlfriend.
You can't pick up a girl
girlfriend.
Rolling with your mom.
Or like if your girlfriend is the only one driving
everywhere.
Geez. You're
Hop
just
in.
Tortured the whole time.
Yeah,
kids,
then, like,
scared?
Advice from Ponderosa Ponderers. Get a driver's license.
Because then you're going to have, like, your parents giving you, like, really old-fashioned advice that might not work in today's generation.
And then they pick on you.
Yeah.
Who's that?
God, every time. I want to hang out with all my girlfriends. Oh, what do you think of her, Eric? It's like, she's a friend. Every time.
Yeah, every time. That happens to me, too.
Yeah.
Who's this girl talking to? A friend.
Yeah, there have been times where I've been on the phone with a friend who's a girl, and then my parents overhear it, and they'll be like, ooh, who's that firing your girlfriend? I'm like, no.
Dude, what are parents' jobs to embarrass us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
that is true.
You gotta,
that is true.
Like, come on, I'm gonna embarrass the crap out of my kids.
Oh, yeah, I think we all are.
You know it.
Oh, 100%.
Our kids are gonna hate us.
Oh, yeah, not only are they gonna hate us as parents, but they're gonna hate this group of friends, because I think we're gonna be hanging out in our 30s, and our poor kids, when Uncle Rock or Uncle Isaac roll up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think it's safe to say we're probably going to end up like the group from that Grown Ups movie. That's
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Someone's going to get shot in the foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arrow roulette.
Okay.
Like Byron said, 7th grade, I was drawing something. I was just a huge video game person. Because I didn't know anyone at the school or anything. But it was a great year to meet Byron, that's for sure. Getting into lore was pretty nice with you, I would say.
Yeah.
And then when you started talking about cars, that's because I knew about some cars too, and then we couldn't stop talking for hours of like certain engines and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Liam?
Eric and
Boone. Like, I've known Byron for a long time. Long, long time. When did you come to SCM?
Kindergarten.
Yeah. Since kindergarten. But kind of like Eric, it wasn't really... Like, I wouldn't hang out with him. Like, we're associates, like, by friend group. But
acquaintances.
Like, yeah, acquaintances, right? Yeah. And then, I can't tell you exactly when, like, we became friends. Fair. But, I know Byron is a great person to talk to about most anything.
Yeah.
That is true.
Like, specifically girl problems.
Oh,
like, Lord. It all started in elementary school, you know, him talking about girls and giving crappy lady advice. And all of a sudden, jump forward to, you know, high school.
He's still giving dating advice.
He's actually great to talk to.
Yeah, and he'll be serious with you, and he'll joke with you if you need to, but, like, he's there. And I remember one of the, like, most grateful things. It was actually your birthday, right? Mm. And so there's this end of the year junior party, right? And we drove back to your house. And then I was like, shoot, I forgot my jacket, you know, and I didn't drive. And Byron's like, dude, I'll take you back. It's like a 35-minute drive, like one way, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, no way. And he's like, yeah. And like, yeah, we just had a great conversation there and a great conversation back. And yeah, I'll always be grateful for that.
Yeah, man. Anything for the boys.
Nice. Woo! Okay, so now we're going to do Liam.
Eric, you want to add anything to what Liam said to you?
Yeah, I hated Liam back in elementary school.
Flip me, dude! Flip!
Dude, you bullied me back in elementary school.
Did I?
You called me a faker.
Oh.
Because I was a crybaby. Thank God he did bully me, because, oh my God, I cried a lot.
Yeah, you really did.
But, like, yeah, I did not like you. And, yeah, just, like, going into high school and, just, like, doing the plays together, just, like, You did junior year, right?
Yeah.
Which place was junior year?
That was Miss Brooks.
Yeah, Miss Brooks.
Our Miss Brooks.
We hung out a lot that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I think we had a scene where it's just us two in the locker room, and we just, like, started talking about whatever happened there.
Yeah, exactly. And there's always seems to be a ton of drama around plays. So
for some reason.
Yeah.
Just, like, every time.
Like, no pun intended, but just, like, a lot of drama.
Yeah.
During drama season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For no reason.
No reason.
Boone? There's some, you know, he was, I would say we started getting to know each other because we were friends with the same people, and he'd be there at certain events, like one time we went TPing and you were there.
Oh yeah.
That was a fun time. But like.
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
Yeah.
I'd say we just got to know each other this year more than any other year. Because we kind of were friends because we were just friends with the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Byron, anything to add?
Well, I'd say I've known Liam since first grade. And I've always thought he was a pretty cool guy. And one of the most vivid memories I've had is one day...
Finally, someone who didn't hate me.
Yeah. I just thought you were, like, an interesting person, and, like, you announced to the class you had diabetes. and then another time you said, guys, want to see this cool trick? You prick your finger and start, like, squirting blood out of the class. And it's just on the floor, and everyone's just staring at it. And you have a big old grin on your face.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sorry, girl. Oh. And I think part of the main reasons, like, I have, like, this a good connection to you because of, like, Isaac Rangel, because he was also one of my close friends in elementary all the way up to high school now.
Yeah. Awesome. So, now that we've ran through everyone, we'll do some quick closing statements right after this. Like, thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah.
The response has been amazing. We broke 200 plays yesterday.
Oh!
Like, crazy. That is awesome. We are legitimately on day 7 today.
Yeah.
And we have over 200 plays, which may not seem like a lot, but to us...
And we're super grateful for it, too.
It means the world. It really does. Unscripted, unedited, uncut. This is just us. And the fact that you guys enjoy it just... It just means so much.
Yeah, it does.
We'd love to have you guys on the show. We'd love to talk about anything you want. We'd love to answer your questions. If you want to reach us, you can follow us on Instagram at Ponderosa_Ponderers. And you can also email us at PonderosaPonderers@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you guys. And seriously, if anyone wants to be on the show, please contact us. Mm-hmm. We will get you in as soon as you want. Because at this point, we're going to be doing these daily for a while.
Yeah.
So if you like it, tune in daily because we will have something up.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to say big pleasure for having Byron Bloomer for the first time on our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, no, all you boys have done a great job.
Yeah.
Well done, Byron, since this is your first time in the studio. I'm so glad all you guys could make it. It has really just been a pleasure.
Yeah.
As far as some closing statements go, you guys are a bunch of hooligans, and I love you all. This is like,
that's so true.
I really couldn't ask for a better friend group.
Yeah.
I have done some really stupid things over the course of my life.
Yeah.
I have legitimately disappeared for periods of time, and I can't thank these guys enough for always being there for me through everything that I've gone through. Because I'm sure these boys can attest to just how much I
go through.
How much I deal with and how many things happen to me.
Yeah.
From like a different perspective of our friend group, I like it how we've all like grown up.
Yeah.
Where we like, we don't really care who we are. We're just who we are.
Where we no longer hate Liam. Anymore.
Thank
God. No longer have spies Liam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just thank God we grew up. Because my past self was very...
Yeah, we all matured.
Yeah,
we
have.
We've
even apologized to ourselves in our friend group.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so great to see how everyone's grown up, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that we're all friends for years to come, because this is a group I don't want to leave. This is a group I don't want to... Because I miss you guys.
For sure.
I really... Because there were times where, you know, I had... When I had girlfriends, I didn't hang out with you guys as much as I should have. Mm-hmm. And I do apologize for that. Because I missed you guys. I really did.
Yeah. Oh, I love you guys. You guys are an amazing friend group.
Yeah.
Honestly, my first friend group. Probably my only. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not. But you guys really helped me grow up and become mature and just outgoing.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you guys for that.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys have any closing statements or shout outs or anything?
Just like hear to everything you guys said just now. Like, we have grown. We've grown a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been good for all of us. And like you said, Rocky, I hope we stay friends for a long, long time.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. God.
Anything else?
I'm just glad that we ever became friends, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm glad you got out of Wyoming, Boone.
Dude, if I didn't.
If you didn't, I would... You and I would probably end up getting in a fight, either in Wyoming or Rapid at some point. Like, if we didn't become friends in 7th grade and you stayed in Wyoming, I swear, like...
I probably would have still known you, but, like...
Yeah, no, Boone and I...
We'd probably hate each other.
We probably would have hated each other. Like, Like, I don't know. We're similar enough where it's like, if we had met each other at any point other than that time in middle school in our lives, he and I would have just been fighting, fist fighting all the time.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, thank you for tuning in. It was an amazing episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Remember, keep pondering and tune in tomorrow for another